We Talk Podcast presents...
Welcome to the One Fall Podcast with your host, Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot, with the ultimate babyface, Mr. Joel Johnson.
How's it going?
It's going good, Joel. Interesting week in the world of mixed martial arts and professional wrestling.
No big news has broken. It's been a quiet week, hasn't it, Josh?
It's a juggle to really what we should start with. There's a fresher story I would prefer to start with, but let's go with the biggest overall story. Roman Reigns violated the wellness policy. It would have been nice for us to have our immediate reaction when we did this. I think since then, I've cooled down quite a bit on it, and I'm listening to Meltzer and John Pollock and others. I'm not really as laughable on it anymore, just because he's going to be a battleground. They made no announcement to the contrary on SmackDown. Maybe on Raw they'll announce something, but this had been known. I think it was, what, Friday they had known?
Yeah.
So they had known on Friday, so he's still going to get that. The question is, Joel, will they twist the rules and have him back 2 days early to be on that draft special? Because the original plan was Roman number one and Cena number one. Does that change?
I think that changes, because here's the thing. You've announced it. Everyone knows about it. Everyone's done the mental math in their head, so they know he'll be good for Battleground, but everyone knows he's not going to be good for SmackDown. I don't think he appears on SmackDown. I think that...
Yeah.
I think his draft number falls. Now, whether his big monster push is the next biggest thing, and we don't know what's going to happen.
The push, you and I think, are both more on the fence about that. I think his biggest is that he's just not going to have that number one overall pick label to him, which I think he would have had even ahead of Cena. I think he would have been the number one overall pick.
Yeah, and that's something they could have bragged about and had gone on. Look at Roman. He's the number one overall pick. Woo! Mm-hmm.
I got to take a pause. It's fun because, you know, as we record this, the NBA drafts today, the NHL drafts tomorrow, and we've had a whole bunch on our sister or brother network on Fresh Take talking about those drafts. And it's fun relating it to this now, where I look back at Larry Tunsil in the NFL draft. You know, he had that infamous Vine or Instagram video that got leaked with him in the gas mask, and everyone's talking about his draft stock falling. And Joel, isn't it crazy? We're talking about a wrestler now failing a drug test and his draft stock falling.
Yeah, it's the wrestling is often stranger than reality and often mimics reality in some weird ways. And this definitely has that image to it. My question to you is, does this damage his golden boy persona?
Again, I'm so on the fence about everything right now. I still think he's going to be at SummerSlam. I still think he's going to have a lot of stuff to him. I just think that the leash is a lot tighter on him now.
Yeah.
My question back to you is, so we don't know what order the draft is going to go in, right? That's the other thing. And that's one thing I'd like to know for this. But let's just assume SmackDown has the first pick right now. So they're going to take Cena, which we've been assuming Cena's going to SmackDown. So Raw now has – maybe they would have gave Raw the first pick and had Roman go there. But we're going to assume now, since they're probably going to make Cena the number one pick – Cena goes number one to SmackDown. Who's number one to Raw? Is it Dean?
It's Dean.
Okay. Wow. Who would have thought that?
Yeah, you had Dean kind of pegged in the middle for the longest time, and boy, oh boy, his stock just skyrocketed. And let's be honest, 30 days without Roman Reigns, it opens the window for a lot of these guys to go, no, he's not the guy you should be pushing. It's me. So I think this gives a lot of guys an opportunity to shine.
I agree. I agree. I'm speechless, actually, of what to say forward on that.
Yeah, it's the biggest thing right now. There are two things and we had three things. One of them is what is Roman suspended for?
Yeah, and I don't know if they'll ever release it.
Yeah, I think it'll always be kept hush-hush, so that will always make me wonder what it was. To get suspended for 30 days, he had to do something, but...
Okay, well, quick question. Do you think it was drug-related as far as, like, a cocaine, a marijuana type of thing?
Marijuana would have been a fine. Cocaine... I think there'd be more if it was cocaine, wouldn't there?
Well, it doesn't matter what it is. It's 30 days regardless.
I think WWE would have made a much... It would have been a lot... It would have felt like it had a bigger impact to it.
I think it's just... I look at a guy like Chris Colabello from the Blue Jays, suspended for about 140 games, and he just took the wrong supplements, and now he's going to miss pretty much the entire year. I wonder if it was a situation with similar with for Roman where he just took the wrong thing.
Yeah, and you remember hearing that rumor floating around online that he had a failed drug wellness test for WrestleMania and it got rescinded.
Yeah.
Got corrected. So I wonder if he'd been taking supplements, because I'd heard that when he got beat down, when the Shield was feuding with Evolution and they took his vest off, it was kind of publicly scorn him because he didn't have a look. He had a bit of a belly on.
Yeah, a lot of people have talked about the vest this week.
Yeah.
The vest has been a big talk of what is under the vest. That's been a big talking point this week.
Yeah, and I'd heard that WWE had kind of tried to humiliate him, so he'd been trying to get in shape. So I wonder if they'd pushed him to the point where he was trying to find any way to get in shape, and if he was taking these supplements, didn't fully realize what was in them, and then it gave him a jived wrong with the wellness test.
I've never really liked the look of the vest. I've always thought he should separate himself from it. Not that it has to do with that, but I think this has something to do with Roman now coming back. If he can start something fresh now, you know, he doesn't. I would get a new theme song. I would get a new look. Detach yourself from everything that was with the Shield. Dean and Seth have done so good of detaching themselves from everything from the Shield and finding new personas, but Roman still comes out with the same music and still wears the same gimmick. He just recently changed his entrance.
Yeah. I think Roman's kind of stuck. I think they were kind of stuck and thinking, well, if it comes up to the Shield stuff, the crowd's going to pop because the crowd likes the Shield.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're absolutely right. You have an opportunity. Roman Reigns has a vacation for 30 days. That's all this is.
Yeah, that's what you and I both think. Mo, who's not here to argue it, thinks to the contrary. He thinks, you know, the suspension and the embarrassment's going to hurt him, but I just, what we've heard Roman talk in the press, I don't think this kind of stuff is going to really bother him. He's going to chuckle at it, to be honest. The arrogance that he has, I think he's chuckling at this.
Yeah, and I think he's just going to be like, well, I got a vacation, go off, and he'll come back. And I guarantee you, he pretty much knows he's going to be at the top of the card for SummerSlam.
Yeah, like, it's probably going to be him, and if we're going again with the mock draft, which we'll do every week right now, if we're doing, let's say, the top five picks or so, Joel, tell me if I'm wrong, correct me. As of right now, it could change. They still could have Roman number one and do a video and everything. But as of right now, tell me if you agree, pick by pick. So Cena to SmackDown, number one.
Yep.
Ambrose to Raw, the next pick.
Yep.
AJ to SmackDown, the next pick.
Yep.
Roman to Raw, the next pick.
Yep.
So Roman's about the fourth pick, and then Seth to SmackDown there, and then there's the kind of a blank area there. Those are the top five picks.
I disagree. I think what it'll be is it'll be Cena, Dean,
yeah,
AJ, Seth,
yeah,
Randy to SmackDown, right. And then Roman sixth overall, third to Raw. So he'll be behind the Shield, and the Shield will all be on SmackDown. But I have heard the reason they're desperate to do the triple threat main event at Battleground is because there's no guarantees the three men will be on the same show. So this is their time to cash in and do it.
Yeah.
So.
So those are kind of, excluding Randy, I think you're right. Randy's, it's, we've been doing the NBA draft and the NHL draft. You look at the two of them, right? There's that top tier for both the NBA and NHL, where you have Austin Matthews and Patrick Lilleen. And in the NBA, you have Ben Simmons and Brandon Ingram. There's about the five top tier where you have Cena, the Shield, AJ, and then Randy, and then it's kind of a drop off as far as the tiers of draft material.
Yeah. I think you've got a lot of hands there that you can draft, not to mention that I would not be surprised if some NXT guys snuck into the top five.
Yeah, that's gonna be the interesting thing, because I guess we didn't talk about the returning talent either, which we can brash into. How is that gonna affect the return of Roman now? Like, do you bring Goldberg in a little sooner? Kurt, you had shown me that there's a Raw in Pittsburgh the week after Battleground, but do you bring Kurt in a little sooner?
No, I think you kind of hold off, you wait.
Because he's telling people he's coming back, apparently.
WWE has confirmed or denied it. I would think he's coming back, and I think that they're just going to be like, bring him in with American Alpha. But I definitely think that he's going to be I don't know if you rush anything. I don't know if this Roman situation is as dire as it could appear for roster depth-wise. I think that you do
We said, too, this is... You could probably bring Randy back.
Yeah, hey,
you could bring Randy back early.
The Wyatts are back now, so you've got other bodies that can fill his slot. I mean, Seth and Dean can fill the time until Battleground. And I would not be surprised if there's a little pop.
And technically, is he really gone? Yeah, I mean, is he really gone? You can still show video packages and stuff like you do with Brock.
Yeah. So Roman's going to be fine in the long haul, I think. This was a stupid choice on his part. You know, when people do look at him, there will always be that little bit of, you failed a drug test. It's just cut and dry and simple.
But do people look at Randy Orton like that?
I think some people still...
Ray and Edge like that, though?
Edge is a little... Edge got lucky. He was injured, and it's not something brought up. If he was around, I think it would be a little bit more. Ray's kind of a little bit of...
Ray had two, I believe.
Yeah, Ray had two. And you definitely, when you look back and you really look at these guys, like, when you're just kind of like, oh yeah, Ray was really good, Edge was really good, Randy was really good. But then when you look, dig through their past and dig through their everything they did in their career, that's always going to be one little red flag that's going to pop up that they failed something.
I think I would agree with you in one spec, just because this is Roman and the fans aren't fans of his.
Yeah.
That he will get it pretty hard.
Over under, someone does some stupid chant at him when he comes back, if they're in a smarky crowd.
As far as that, of course, somebody's going to be like, you got suspended or you're a druggie. I wonder with, you know, how Roman was on Raw?
Yeah.
He seemed very, very heelish.
Yeah, it seemed like the direction they're going. And I mean, you fail a drug test, this is the perfect time to turn someone heel.
I mean, yeah, I liked his interactions with the crowd, too, of kind of saying, like, they chanted, you can't wrestle. And he's like, that's not very nice to say to Tina. It was very smart, and the fans want to boo him, right? The fans want to laugh at him. You have so much built-up animosity. It's so much like Rocky Maivia, Joel. It's stupid.
Yeah, the only difference is I don't think he'll ever reach the height of The Rock.
Oh, hell no. But, you know, they tried to push Rocky Maivia down our throats. Nobody wanted him. And so he turned on the fans finally, and I think eventually it'll organically turn into like, okay, I really like to see Roman face.
Yeah, and I definitely think it will come to that point, but I think that Roman right now needs that turn, and maybe the suspension is a blessing in disguise.
But it really couldn't have come about a better time for him. I mean, the only unfortunate part about this is that he just misses the draft.
Yeah,
it's weird. You would almost wonder if WWE would have had a situation where they could have been like, man, we should have suspended him on the Friday, make him miss the pay-per-view just so he could do the draft. Like, eh. But then you strip him of the belt, and what do you do with Seth? It must have been a tough decision for them to decide, like, do we want him for the draft, or do we want him for Money in the Bank?
Yeah, and you'd promoted Money in the Bank so hard that...
Mm-hmm.
And you considered the main event WrestleMania worthy, so...
Yeah.
You kind of got to deliver, or... I don't know, how would people have reacted if Roman got suspended on that Friday?
Well, it obviously would have been... I think that's a bigger story, is it not? If it happens before the match?
I would have been mad. I would have been so mad.
I don't... And I mean, personally, if I was booking, I would have suspended him that day because I think the draft's a bigger deal to have Roman for, personally. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And you could have done a Money in the Bank for the title as well. I don't know who else would have been in it because there's a lot of the guy in the initial Money in the Bank there to do it, and there's not a lot of secondary guys there.
Yeah.
But I would have maybe all the individual winners of stuff. Maybe you have separate matches beforehand, and you say, like, the winners of these get to go into that match, and then the winners of those get to go into the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah.
And then maybe Dean still goes into that money, wins the Money in the Bank, and Seth's so beat up after the ladder match that he can still cash it in on Seth.
Yeah, and you still kind of get... It would've been very interesting how they booked it, because it would have been tricky, because you don't have that natural guy that you could slot in against Seth.
No.
So it would have been...
Because if you can have Roman back, can they even do a video message for Roman?
No, I think Roman's going to be completely off.
I'm 50-50 they're going to use him on that SmackDown. I'm 50-50 on it, because they've done it in the past, where Ray came back 28 days before. Very, very much remember that. And then there's cases like Titus, and Titus O'Neil is by no means Roman Reigns, but Titus... had, what, 90 days, and it almost stretched out to 120? Maybe they keep Roman out of SummerSlam as a punishment, even.
I can't see it happening.
Neither do I, because he's going to be in the mind at Battleground, right? And he's going to be having to lead his brand. Regardless of where he goes, he's still going to be looked, even if Dean's number one, just to throw some shade at him, he's still going to be looked at as the guy.
Yeah. I really think that... we always talk that Roman could eventually fizzle out a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Could this be the lead of that fizzling out? Like,
it's a big part of it, man.
It's not something that you can just sit there and turn a blind eye to.
No.
It's very real. It's very prominent. When he wrestles the first time in Battleground, you're going to be... He's wrestling for the first time because he got suspended. And the crowd's going to know that.
What crowd is... Where are they for Battleground?
I don't think it's a very smarky crowd.
I'll double check it, but keep on going.
It's going to be very interesting because... When you look at Battleground, it's going to be... The Shield Triple Threat's a big deal. And I do think Roman needs the pin on that show.
Well, that's the thing now. You're kind of going into that match, and you're in a lose-lose situation, right?
Yeah.
Because if Roman wins, your fans are going to be madder than they've ever been before.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because this is a guy that just came off suspension. You have a guy winning... that a guy that you like. It's in Washington, so yeah, not a crazy type of crowd. But yeah, I think you're really in a lose-lose situation with that. I mean, also though, do you think coming in, we had nothing on SmackDown, which they had a chance to do. Do you think on Raw, I think they're going to save it for Raw because there's more eyes. Do you think on Raw, number one, they address it? Do they have to? And number two, do they change it?
I think they announced that he's been suspended for 30 days, but like you told me yesterday, they'll say that contractually, because it was announced before the suspension, he's still owed a title match at Battleground.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what they'll do, and I think he eats the pin, and I think that hurts his stock, but it sure helps elevate Dean Ambrose.
And then what do you do? I wonder though, they're going to pin Seth and do Dean and Roman at SummerSlam though.
You've never pinned Roman. They could do that as well. I just don't. I could see them punishing Roman and eating the pin, and then that kind of spurs on a feud between Dean and Roman.
That's the thing. I guess that you could say, like, I pinned you and blah, blah, blah. And he gets kind of say, you haven't beat me in 1-on-1 competition.
Yeah, and then,
but I think you kind of want to get Seth sizzled out and get him to go to SmackDown for whatever he's going to do.
Yeah, because I think maybe Seth's stock falls a little bit in the draft as a storyline where he's not drafted at the top and it sends him into a bit of an angry spin.
Yeah, maybe. If I had it my way, Seth would be the number one pick to Raw.
Yeah.
But
it just depends on which McMahon's
that.
In charge of which show.
Well, exactly, like... And will Hunter be back? Because then you can – that's maybe the start, the kickoff of the Hunter and the Seth storyline that we've been wanting, right, is that maybe Hunter comes back and him and Stephanie control Raw, for example, and they don't draft Seth and Seth loses it on Hunter.
Yeah.
and you can start that way because we haven't seen Hunter since WrestleMania. It also could be a situation where we see something between Shane and Steph, with Hunter with that, and maybe a feud between Hunter and Shane like we thought. I think one way or another, we're getting something Triple H at SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah, 100%. He signed a 3-year contract to be his last 3-year contract as a wrestling performer. So,
But aside from that, from the Roman, again, it's really an inconsistent. He doesn't miss the pay-per-view. He's probably going to miss the draft, but other than that, you have video packages, and you're going to build him up as probably like a strong competitor.
Yeah.
I wish there was more to this, but it's also weird. Just they tweeted it out, and then like a minute later, he tweeted it out. So it was very intentional, very deliberate, very well planned out how the company and him did it.
Yeah, it was all very planned. Like, this was all very strategic, and it had to be, because you don't want this growing into a bigger mess.
No.
So this is the best way to handle it.
All right, done with the Roman situation then?
Yeah, I'd say we have moved forward. So.
So finally, CM Punk has a date that he's gonna fight.
And we will be there watching. It's what day is it?
It's in September. It just broke. The news is fresh. It's not fresh enough. It's gonna be at UFC 203. It is against Mickey Gall.
Ooh.
So, yeah, he's going to be... Punk's going to have his first fight September 10th against Mickey Gall still. I don't know, Joel. I like Punk. I want the best for him. This is his dream. I kind of want him to get knocked out fast.
I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out because this is his first fight. He's got... He doesn't have the buzz that he once had for this, but there's still going to be buzz. And when the promos start coming out and you start seeing the guy, it'll become kind of real to you. And I think that'll play another big role is suddenly it'll be like, oh, crap, this is actually real. They're actually going to be fighting.
He's kind of said, though, he's not going to cut any promos. He's just going to kind of just have it about a fight.
Yeah.
He'll have promos, but he's not going to cut like
You're going to see him training, and you're going to see those little things, and you're going to be like, darn, it's real. He's actually doing it. And then you'll be kind of...
I think he loses in the first round.
I think he makes it to the second round.
But he's still getting knocked out.
I don't know if he's getting knocked out. It really depends on what type of fighter Mickey Gall is.
He's getting knocked out or submitted. I don't... Exactly. We don't know anything really about Mickey Gall as a fighter. But I don't know. To me, it's about surviving. Look, I'm being selfish. I hope he wins for his sake because I know this is something he really wants to do. Selfishly, I see this roster that's in the WWE right now, and I kind of hope that he realizes, loses quick, realizes this is not for me. There's this roster over here, and kind of do a situation like LeBron James does with the Cavaliers. He hates Dan Gilbert with a freaking passion, but he loves playing for the Cavaliers. He can hate Hunter, he can hate Vince McMahon, but all my friends are here.
He still owes Samoa Joe that match.
Yeah. Bless you. So, that's what I'm hoping is some kind of situation like that. It sounds like he has 8 fights. I don't think he makes 8 fights. I think 2 to 3 he makes.
Yeah.
Unless this one's in, like, a disaster.
Yeah, if it's a disaster, then that... Especially with the UFC up for sale and that rumor of them being bought for $4 billion.
Yeah.
The new owners might be like, we're going to start lopping off some contracts. And
yeah.
I can't
that's
imagine
a
Punk's
great
cheap.
Point. No, I can't imagine he's cheap. And if he is a guy, his biggest match is his first match, right?
Yeah.
His first fight, whatever. And if he wins that, then he continues to be a draw. If he loses, he's not a draw anymore.
Yeah, it's now a former... Because there's going to be a lot of UFC fans going, that former WWE superstar.
Yeah.
And it'll become some sort of little side show to them. And I think that the fans are just going to be like, whatever.
And I kind of look at a situation with Brock Lesnar and Frank Mir. Brock just got caught his first fight, right?
Yeah.
But Brock put up a good match against Frank Mir. and then UFC 100 got his revenge. If Punk and Leaf
I still think Brock won that fight.
I agree.
I think
if he just let his arm out and he wasn't ready for those kind of things in MMA.
Yeah.
But if Punk and Leaf put up a fight and show that he has something, because let's remember, he's an amateur, but people are not going to treat him like that. That's the unfortunate thing for him. But if he can put up a fight and show that he has fight and keep it close, then people will come back for the next one.
Yep. As long as he goes out and does what he's always done since ROH, he has always come out and found a way to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
He could very well deliver again, and it'll shock the world, and a little rocket will be tied to his back, and we may never see him in WWE ever again.
It does worry me when you hear stuff like he says he's still working on the wrestling mind and helping give your opponent stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of thing worries me.
Yeah, he could be just... I don't think he's a dumb guy. I think him saying that might be trying to lull someone into...
It could be. It very well could be. I don't know.
It's going to be very interesting. This fight, September 10th, is must-see because we're wrestling fans. We talk about CM Punk so much. We just need to see this and how it plays out.
It's weird even just seeing it on a banner because everyone's been joking about it. It's put up or shut up time. The question now is, will it be on the actual card or the prelims?
It'll be on the actual card.
It has to be, right?
This is a big deal.
And as for Mickey Gall, we don't know much about him as a fighter. Great opportunity for this kid that nobody really knew. This could be a start of a great career for him.
Yep. It's going to make one or two careers. Mm-hmm. It will either make Punk's career or it's going to make Mickey Gall. And you just have to sit there and watch and wait and see.
As far as continuing UFC stuff, Miesha Tate was on the Conan O'Brien show, kind of threw some shots at Ronda Rousey.
Are you really shocked?
No.
This is Miesha Tate.
And we know the stuff with Ronda having surgery. She's maybe missed that MSG show. Is the fight Miesha Tate and Ronda 3? Because I still think that Holly Holm one is the one she's got to go with first.
I think the Holm one she definitely has to. But there's money, especially considering Ronda and Miesha do not like each other.
No.
So
Misha's on cloud nine right now, where Ronda is a little lower right now. And, you know, I thought it was just a low blow saying she's pouting about her loss, because this is a fighter that's never lost before. She doesn't know how to handle it. She's never lost. It'd be like Floyd. Floyd lost his first fight. I'm sure he wouldn't know how to handle it. It's a weird feeling. You saw it with the Warriors, right?
Yeah.
They weren't used to losing this much, and they fell apart from losing that much. It's when you win so much and you fall all the way back down, you don't know how to pick yourself up because you haven't had to.
Yeah. And it definitely one of those things where you sit there and you go, the Ronda situation's always been very... It'll be interesting when she first debuts again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that's going to play out, but I can tell you it's going to be fun to watch when she does step back in that octagon, because I think she at least has one more fight, but it has to be Holly Holmes.
I agree. And we also have Connor and Nate is official, and Connor's strategy now, he's been facing taller boxers as part of his training.
Probably smart.
Yeah, very smart. I think he can beat Nate Diaz the second time around. I think he has an idea how to attack, because in that fight, he was definitely winning the most part of it and just kind of fell off at the end, but I think he has the right idea of how to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think... You saw it in the beginning. You saw that he had the momentum. He was winning. He was scoring. And then he just didn't have... He wasn't used to the bigger guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what caused him to lose. This time around, it could go either way.
And then for the UFC news, The Rock did an interview today and talked about that he had considered going to UFC when he had left the business in 2003. I don't know how well The Rock would have done in mixed martial arts.
I don't know either. He's a big body, but I just don't think he would have.
The coordination, I don't see. Punk had a little bit of jiu-jitsu beforehand.
Yeah.
And Batista has that kind of body as well. Same with Bobby Lashley. The Rock's body just doesn't seem capable of being in that kind of situation.
I would agree with you. This is definitely one of those moments where I kind of go, I don't think that I don't know. It's
like the rock style's never been like a shooter style.
Where he is right now.
Yeah.
So I think in hindsight, it's probably a good thing that he didn't. It'd been very interesting to see The Rock in a UFC octagon. I think Vince would have had a stroke at that point. I don't think that bridge would have been burned.
Yeah.
But now you've got The Rock will pop up on WWE every once in a while. He's not going near Roman anytime soon.
Yeah. But he's apparently going to be the Wolfman now, too. So every single day, The Rock is picking up another movie.
He is the hardest working man in Hollywood, and he's reaping the rewards of just that constant grind and hard work.
He may be the hardest working man on the planet Earth.
Yeah, he just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. PR everywhere, always engaging fans, doing stuff with Kevin Hart to promoting Central Intelligence, gearing up for promo for other things, acting. The WWE doing little things here and there. She doesn't stop.
Do you think that they would maybe try to get The Rock for that first SmackDown?
Maybe.
The thing is, I don't really know what else he has to promote. Central Intelligence is already about for a month at that point.
Yeah, I think it would just been like, because he was considered the face of SmackDown when it first popped up.
He was their first pick. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I would not be shocked if they used him. That's also, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be shocked if they used Kurt Angle that night as well.
That's what I wanted to go to next. So these returning names, we hit on a little bit in the Roman segment. Kurt's the big one. He had gone on the Mark Madden show and said he's going to return. You and I are still like waiting to see because Kurt likes to talk.
Yes, he does.
So we're waiting to see. I think the Pittsburgh show is perfect. You look yesterday, a bunch of those wrestlers, Papa Pump, Nasty Boy, Booker T, and Kurt were at the Pittsburgh Pirates game. The ovation Kurt got was overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe you wait and have him go to Raw. I just, hearing the guys that are going to SmackDown, I'm kind of like, Kurt, go there.
Yeah. Just show up and just do your thing.
So with these guys, the Carlitos, the Sheltons, like Stevie Richards.
I've heard Stevie Richards would be a coach.
Okay, good. So, but these guys are coming back in, these old talents. Do you have them getting drafted? And they're kind of like surprised? Like, do you have Shane be like, I draft Goldberg? And people are like, what?
And have Yeah, I would have thrown a few surprises in there because you gotta have something that hooks people a little bit. Mm-hmm. And when you can sit there and suddenly have off-the-board drafts, and see Stephanie have a conniption fit and make phone calls and suddenly draft Carlito or MVP, then I think that's something that could be worthwhile for doing.
So, out of those rumored names, who do you see back within the next 2 months?
Oh, I can see MVP.
Yeah, I agree. I can
see Carlito.
Uh-huh.
The possibility of Chris Masters.
Okay.
Kurt Angle.
Okay.
He's always possible.
Yeah, Kurt's been waiting for this for, what, 4 years now?
Yeah, he's just been chomping at the bit to come back. And hey, if he goes to SmackDown, maybe him and AJ can have a wrestling match.
Yeah, they've never fought before.
No, not at all. We'll get to that in a little bit. But, Goldberg, I don't know if he gets drafted or if he just shows up. Signs an exclusive contract with SmackDown or Raw.
You and I had talked about Goldberg. I was using him kind of like Brock.
Yeah, that's that brand's Brock.
Yeah, and I think if you can use Goldberg like that, it's too perfect. Because you have him come in, he kicks someone's ass, and whenever someone finally gets the win over Goldberg, it's huge.
Yeah, and I think that you have one brand has Brock, you have one brand that has Goldberg. And eventually, you have the two of them wrestle. Not when one's leaving the company because he's mad, and the other leaving the company because he's going to go play football.
Well, Brock still needs to get a win over Goldberg. Goldberg beat him.
Yeah. So that could even be an interesting little feud match. Let's see how they book that. That could be a SummerSlam main event next year.
Maybe. We both agree that Goldberg is coming back.
Oh, yeah. Goldberg's wanted this for a while. It never hurts to have these special attractions. They're not going to take a spot from anyone on the day-to-day operations on SmackDown.
And it just helps the buy rates because That Goldberg commercial, I think you and I are even surprised how good that did.
That did very well.
You and I continue to be surprised, like, about how big Goldberg is. I think I remember how big he was and how great he was, and I loved him. But just I don't think there's been many returning teases bigger than what Goldberg has been.
Yeah, that was definitely, like, and it all started with that 2K video.
And that was a big deal. Like, it was a really big deal.
Yeah.
Do you think Batista is a name they can try to get, or it sounds like he's not really happy with the company at the moment?
Nope, he's not. No way. Batista's will never wrestle a match again. He will go in the Hall of Fame, but he will never wrestle a match again.
It'll be interesting when Guardians comes around, if they promote anything, Guardians 2 next year, if they do any help with Big Dave on Guardians 2.
I have my doubts. Mm-hmm. And Disney, that, like, they're fine regardless. They don't need WWE.
I would have thought that they would have shown, because they love anything that has to do with them in Hollywood. And there is that Snapchat or that Vine with Goldberg showing Chris Pratt how to do the powerbomb to Anna Faris.
Yeah.
I would have thought they would have shown that, but they didn't.
Yeah.
I think there's a better chance Kevin Love's on Raw one of the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, I think that's Kevin Love. LeBron probably won't go, but I think Kevin Love, with everything he's been doing and wearing, he came up to the Stone Cold Steve Austin theme song yesterday when he had his speech at the Cavs parade. Kevin Love will be on one of these Raws the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah. He'll be a guest GM.
So, yeah, are you excited to have these guys back, Joel?
I think some of them, yeah. I think some of them, as long as they're not pushed as world champions and taking spots from some of these NXT guys.
MVP can be pushed as a world champion, as far as I'm concerned, though. I think there's a lot of guys that have unfinished business in the WWE.
I think
mainly Shelton, Carlito, and MVP. They have unfinished business.
Well, Shelton might not be coming over, Josh.
Because he's Japan, right?
Yeah, he's Japan, and Noah's talking about putting their World Heavyweight Championship on him.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So this isn't New Japan, this is the Noah promotion.
This is where Kenta wrestled.
Yeah, but they're nervous that he might jump ship, so that's why they would do it. So
what would you do if you're Shelton? Would you go back home? You kind of hear that AJ interview.
Let's talk about the AJ interview.
Well, and let's relate it to Shelton for a second on one part here. So AJ talked about, and Gallows has talked about this, and Anderson. Gallows just got married recently, right? So
yeah.
I don't know what Shelton's marital situation is. I believe he's with someone that was in WOW or that's in NOAH right now.
Yeah.
Not 100% sure. But, I mean, you even look at, like, Ricochet and Tessa Blanchard. But my point is, you look at Japan and everything it can have, and it's great. And AJ said, like, I wish it could have been there for a long time, but there's something about when you're born in North America, you kind of want to be in there as much as possible.
Yeah.
Now, Shelton doesn't really have a family as far as kids that I know of. That's what brought AJ back in America.
Yeah.
Which, no matter where you're from, if you're from Canada or United States, Mexico, whatever, you want to be back in that part of North America that you're that's normal to you. It's known. Yeah.
You want to go back home, so
yeah.
So it's definitely one of those things where I think maybe, but if Noah feels worried that he could go back, then obviously they have a reason to be worried.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to see Benjamin back. I think him and some of these guys should work some really solid matches together.
I think Shelton is the biggest one to me that can make the most impact now.
Yeah.
Because he was kind of ahead of his time as far as innovation in the ring. And it'd just be so nice to see Shelton Benjamin versus Sami Zayn, versus Kevin Owens, versus Seth Rollins. I think there's a lot for Shelton to have now. And a problem that Shelton had too was his immaturity at the time. And I think he's much more mature now. And I think he'd have a much better time in the company now.
And I mean, him and AJ Styles.
Oh, God.
Josh will never leave the TV. That will be the one time where he will just watch solid all the way through.
Yeah.
We'll make it a triple threat for you, Josh. We'll have Shelton Benjamin versus AJ Styles versus Kurt Angle.
Yeah, jeez.
And then The Bachelor could suddenly show on, and you're like, just give me 5 minutes. I just need to see this match.
Is Charlie Haas retired?
I think so. I think Haas is...
Okay, I would have liked to have seen a situation of American Alpha versus Team Angle.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, that would have been really fun. Maybe Haas comes out of retirement just for one more like dream match like that.
Yeah, that would... And I think that American Alpha's proven themselves in the ring that I think that would be a fun match. That would be a lot of fun.
So, yeah, these returning guys are going to be great. Let's talk about the next big news on the week. This AJ Styles pipe bomb?
Not a pipe bomb, just a shock revelation that WWE mentioned the words TNA.
And Dixie Hulk Hogan. Carter. And Dixie Carter. Is the Hogan? Everyone's making the Hogan one such a big deal. I think that one's just irrelevant. That's going to happen eventually. They did it on Edge and Christian too with Hogan.
Yeah.
I guess they mentioned TNA as well.
Yeah.
But they mentioned Dixie Carter and Panda Energy.
They went all in, and it was very interesting because you're kind of sitting there. I think Stone Cold and AJ were like, "Okay, who's going to say it first?
Who's going to drop the bomb?"
And we got mention of the Kazarian and Daniels and Joe and Kurt Angle.
We saw pictures of a TNA ring,
yeah,
on WWE Network. We talked about the six-sided ring on the WWE Network.
It's only a matter of time before they buy the footage.
I mean, it's very hard to do an AJ documentary without it.
Yeah.
Because he's just so synonymous with that company.
Oh, yeah. Like, that in alone, his career in TNA would be a documentary in itself.
Yeah. But I thought that you and I had talked, was this better than Vince? And I think now that I've had some time to process it, I think it was better than Vince McMahon's.
Yep, and the reason it was better than Vince McMahon, because Vince is very shrouded, and, I mean, the Punk stuff, and just very careful what he says.
Yeah.
AJ was very relaxed, and just said what he needed to say.
He did, and it just... They talked about the contract controversy, and he just comes off as such a genuine guy. It's hard to imagine how good of a heel he's been right now.
Yeah, he's getting some babyface reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's... How often does that happen? Especially when it's someone like AJ Styles. Like, there's still going to be the guys that cheer for AJ regardless.
Oh, for sure. I thought that was really interesting about the crowd on Monday night, was the crowd booed him. And I think that's the ultimate respect of a character.
Yeah.
When you boo him, the Smarks were booing him. And they were cheering Cena, and that's an ultimate respect for two guys.
Yep.
That's something that Roman is not getting.
No. And it just shows where everyone stands between AJ and Cena versus Roman Reigns. People have earned the respect, like you said. They've done their time. They're at the point where people are like, you know what? I just want to enjoy John Cena for a couple more years. Because it will eventually end.
Let's talk about Money in the Bank, Raw, really quick. You and I don't really think there's too much to say about the overall pay-per-view. I don't want to get into a long-winded discussion. I really think the AJ Cena match, it did what it needed to do. It kind of went out with a whimper, though.
Yeah.
So, I'm liking what they did on Raw. I don't like that Anderson was looked so weak, though.
Yeah.
So, you got to work on that. And then Dean Ambrose cashes in Money in the Bank. I have mixed feelings on this. I'm happy for Dean. But I like the tease of the cash-in. And you got to wonder if it was accelerated because of the Roman situation.
The Roman situation definitely played a role in this. There's no proof of it, but I definitely think it did.
Yeah.
I'm happy for Dean. This is a guy that had barbed wire wrapped around his head, chainsaws taken to his forehead, thumbtacks, anything and everything when he started his career off. Came into the WWE. He was kind of sitting there floundering a little bit after the Shield broke up and the Seth feud finished up. He'd been kind of on a start and stop.
His Mania match was terrible.
Yeah, his Mania match wasn't the greatest. I mean, he had that great match with Hunter, and we all thought that they were kind of building him up again, and we were really excited to see what Dean was going to do, and then just kind of faltered. And now he's our world heavyweight champion. Who would have thought he'd be the world heavyweight champion right now?
That's why it's funny you say that. Like, run that Roadblock time, he was so hot. He was white hot. And that situation with Seth, white hot. This is like the one time he's like, he's not really white hot. It's like, oh, cool, he got it. But it's kind of like when with Alberto Del Rio, they capitalize on finally give the guy a title, but it's always kind of the wrong moment to finally do it.
Yeah. I think they missed their opportunity, but at the same time, look at it this way. Dean, the ratings went up.
Mm-hmm.
Dean's house show.
But was that also okay, the house show, okay. Because I was gonna ask you about the ratings, would that have something to do with no NBA NHL finals?
Oh yeah, definitely. Both of those being gone definitely helped.
Yeah.
But also the fact that Dean has constantly delivered in house show numbers.
Yeah.
People don't go to house shows to see their favorites.
Yeah.
Go to watch who they want to see and enjoy the matches. If AJ Styles came to Calgary,
oh god,
you'd have no idea how quick those tickets would be bought.
Oh yeah, those would be gone. I mean, we didn't go to the last one. We found out Sasha was there. And we're like, shit.
Yeah. But now you look at whatchamacallit. You look at Dean's numbers. Dean's got some popularity. And I mean, if Dean goes over and looks strong, like he looked strong last night on Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like he'd hit the moves and he'd done the dirty deeds to Roman and Seth. He stood tall. He's looking like a strong champion. And if they continue to book him this way, I can't see a reason why he won't get white hot again.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Lightning in the bottle moment for him, and we'll never achieve that. But at the same time, he's a guy that's got the crowd behind him. He's good on the mic. And his wrestling style is appealing to people. He's got all three things going for him right now. All he needs is that company to go run with it, kid.
So how long do you think he holds onto the title for? Yeah, and he loses to Roman?
He could retain at SummerSlam. It may not be until the fall that Roman gets the strap back. Because Roman's going to get the strap back and become a four-time champion.
Ugh. Well, that's the thing with Seth now. Seth's a two-time champion.
Yep.
There was a booking mistake with Seth too. They should have finished it on that spear into a pile driver, to a pedigree. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, seeing that and like, holy crap! I thought that was the end of the match.
Should have been the end of the match. Whoever didn't book that correctly is an idiot.
Yeah,
because that makes Roman look super strong, right?
Yeah,
he tried to go and he got caught, and then you tell the story like, I made one mistake.
Yeah. But it also shows, this also goes back to the Roman Reigns, is they still made him look very strong in that match.
He had to take two pedigrees, including one phenomenal one.
Yeah. So, you can say what you will, but his stock, Roman's stock, is still going to be on the rise. And I just need to say this. Seth Rollins reminds me so much of Daniel Bryan in the ring.
Yeah.
Moves like water. He's just... You know when you see a guy in the ring and you're just like, he's so good in the ring. And just the way he moves and everything, that's Seth Rollins. Like, there's a guy that he very well could be better than Shawn Michaels in ring before that.
It's possible, man. I was telling you off air when Seth had that match, it was like you forgot how good Seth was. And this was your MVP last year. This was my runner-up for MVP last year with Sasha. There's a reason that the guy was so highly praised by the both of us.
Yeah, and he's constantly praised by everyone else around him. The locker room, wrestling journalists, people that watch. There's a reason why he's getting a babyface reaction. It's because it's Seth frickin' Rollins.
Let's talk about Daniel Bryan really quick, and we'll go back to Raw. So Daniel Bryan now will be in the broadcast booth with Mauro Ranallo for the Cruiserweight Classic.
I'm so excited. This is the perfect pairing for this Cruiserweight. Both guys know most of these guys. Mauro is a genius on the call. This is perfect. I'm going to watch each of these. I'm going to block out time. I don't care if I lose sleep, but I need to watch this because there's some phenomenal talent in that ring. Mauro Ranallo and Daniel Bryan's back in my life a little bit.
Yeah. So,
all three of these things.
Well, let's go over some of the names that are in this match, shall we?
Yeah. Let me pull up the 32 names in the list.
So we have So I'm just going to go by the bigger names that are in here. Tyson Dukes is a name that's in here that, you know, he's a Canadian, and he's been around. He's 38 years old. Like his introduction to this, we have, you know, TJ Perkins, Tajari, Ciampa, Kota Ishibushi, and Zack Sabre. It's Cedric Alexander seem like the top three.
Yeah.
And Rich Swann is up there as well. But those three, Cedric, Ibushi, and Zack Sabre, seem like the best chances to win this thing.
Oh, yeah. I think your finals is going to be definitely Zack Sabre Jr. Versus Kota. And that'll be a clinic.
Also, TJ Perkins, oh, I think, will have a very nice showing.
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to NXT. Same with Rich Swann. I think that you look at some of the names here and you go, you see guys that will be added to the roster.
Rich Swann, only 25 years of age, by the way.
Yeah. There's a lot of young guys that are really good to have.
And Cedric Alexander's only 26. So there's some young guys in here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. They don't have many black performers.
Yeah.
Like, they have the New Day and Titus, but they could use more. We still never had a black champion. This helps you get a black world champion, getting these kind of guys. You need more of that.
And, I mean, they have Area Daivari, the brother of Daivari from the run with Muhammad Hassan.
Oh, yeah.
So he's in it. So you've got guys from Japan, China, England. Ireland.
There's two big names missing off this list, though.
Yes. And one's a Brit and one's an American.
Yeah, Will Ospreay and Ricochet.
You heard the rumor that WWE tried to work out a deal to get Will Ospreay in this with New Japan.
Tell me a little bit more.
So basically what I'd heard was WWE had really wanted Ospreay for this.
Well, yeah, he's probably the hottest wrestler in the world right now.
So they wanted him really bad. I would not be shocked if they were going to make him win the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
And they tried to work out a deal with New Japan Pro Wrestling, but nothing worked. Like, there's no common ground. Because Will's got to do a bunch of their big shows. And, I mean, why would you want to send arguably one of your top non-Japanese wrestlers to your competition, do a tournament?
Arguably the hottest wrestler in the world right now.
Yeah. I mean, everything that I've heard, that Zack Sabre and Kurt Angle match is all right, but that Will Ospreay match is even better.
And the thing with that is, we've said this a million times, but it was so crazy to me that we watched that match, right?
Yeah.
With Zack Sabre. You're telling me about Zack Sabre. Like, you're going to love this guy. And Will Ospreay's the one that we came away with in that.
Yeah. And I think both of them are like, I look at both of them, and like, both of them I'd want my company. But Will just has, as long as Will works smart and doesn't take insane Jeff Hardy style bumps night in and night out.
Did you know also that Ospreay was with TNA at the beginning of the year? And there was a bidding. He was trying to decide between TNA and New Japan, and they had plans to push Ospreay as their top guy, but he chose New Japan, as we know. He has signed. It's a 1-year deal with Japan.
2-year.
2-year?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. But so he'll be 25 then, let's say, by the time he's ready to go. And by that time, he's not in Japan, by the way. He's in NOAH.
No, he's New Japan.
According to Wikipedia, he's Pro Wrestling NOAH.
He is New Japan Pro. Believe me, I've been watching New Japan World. He is there.
Maybe he signed to both.
He could, but he...
No, you're right. Yeah, I don't know why they say that on his Wikipedia page. That's weird.
Yeah.
I thought so. I was like, I didn't think he was a NOAH. Because then I'm just like, if you're going to make anyone your champion in NOAH, you should make him the champion. Because the junior heavyweight situation is only in New Japan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he like, I sit there and I see some of the stuff that he's done in the ring, and I mean, him and Vader might have a match, Josh.
Yeah.
There's a certain point where you've just gotta realize that sometimes your career's done, and it's best to just sit back and relax.
Get off my lawn!
Yeah, more or less. Don't need to yell at these kids. Just let them do their thing.
Wrestling, much like basketball, much like hockey, much like whatever, evolves.
Yep.
And that's just what this is. It's a sport that has evolved.
Yeah, it totally has. And, like, Will Ospreay is one of those guys that has grown to huge heights, and I think he'll continue to grow to huge heights.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that as well. Let's talk back to Raw now. Sasha Banks is back.
That pop.
It was pretty big.
Yep. Not a bad pop.
Not at all. You know what? Actually, I want to go back to the cruiserweight stuff. So we start this. Do we have? Is this working out in brackets, or how is this going to work? I'm
Don't
interested
know yet.
In that actually.
No idea.
No idea. Okay.
So all we can do is sit there and wait and hope.
That I would assume it would go in brackets.
I think it'll be a round robin, and then it'll turn into brackets. I could see it similar to the Best of the Super Juniors.
Mm-hmm.
Which is okay.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, let's go back to Sasha now really quickly here. So what do you think the plan is with this? She's going to have the match at Battleground, lose, and then win at SummerSlam?
Yeah, SummerSlam's when she gets the title, 100%.
Hmm.
I think that Sasha definitely deserves a... she will win in SummerSlam. Charlotte's done a fantastic job, but it's now time for her to drop the title, and we get the boss. I mean, she's been off TV, and listen to the pop she got last...
It was crazy.
So it was right up there with the Royal Rumble pop. So Sasha's ready to go. I mean, Becky's busy feuding with Natty, so... Both those are taken care of. We're good to go.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have to talk about in this wide world of WWE mixed martial arts?
Oh, you. We wonder what we got to talk about. I'll tell you what we got to talk about. The 2016 pay-per-view schedule for WWE.
I'm excited, but it comes with a caveat for me.
Yeah.
I want sets back. Because I get the HD and everything like that, but it's just so much better to have the big sets.
Yeah.
They're the best. You have Backlash on there. Remember the little swinging like pendulum thing?
Yeah.
That was awesome. I want that back. I want – and it was just – it's added something to it. I was watching the Goldberg stuff last night. On the network, they have the Goldberg, what is it? This playlist they have on the network.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to see, like, the Halloween Havoc set or the Bash of the Beach set. And I think that's something that WWE's really missing to add to these pay-per-views.
Yeah. So the rumor is, apparently, and WWE has not confirmed nor denied, and Meltzer
sounds
has
like said...
Sounds
like a lot of things lately. Yeah. Not confirmed or denied.
Meltzer's kind of sitting there, kind of just waiting to see if it's 100% or not. But basically, right after SummerSlam, it will be Backlash, will be a SmackDown exclusive.
Yep.
Clash of the Champions will be a Raw exclusive. No Mercy will be back, and it'll be a SmackDown exclusive. Hell in the Cell, which will be Raw. Survivor Series, which will be both. WWE TLC, which will be SmackDown. And WWE Roadblock, which will be Raw.
We still don't know what Money in the Bank will be, though.
Yeah, no.
That's going to be the interesting one next year, is what is Money in the Bank? What would you do with Money in the Bank? You make it a two-show exclusive, or...?
Well, right now, look, I would make it two shows, because you've got to have the Money in the Bank for both.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd make it two shows.
You know what you could even do? You could say, like, this is a Raw pay-per-view, but there's two Money in the Banks, and it's the one-time SmackDown... just there. So you have the Best of SmackDowns just in that one. Or maybe since you have two pay-per-views, you have just two Money in the Bank pay-per-views.
Yeah.
I know, I don't like that idea either. I'm just spitballing ideas, man.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting how they book it, but I mean, we get No Mercy and Backlash back.
I'm very excited to have both of those back. And we have Clash of the Champions, which is a very old one. So that's interesting to have that. Survivor Series, maybe we get War Games like you were suggesting, Joel.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see, but I think Survivor Series may evolve to War Games, which would be perfectly cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm awesome. I'm down with that. Everything with this draft just is so cool, and you can just dive into so much stuff. I, I like as we get closer to approach it, that we can start looking at it as a real draft simulation. Talking about whose stock is up, whose stock is down, who goes where. As we get closer, we're going to start evaluating it a lot closer.
Yeah, I agree. I think as time goes on, it becomes more like a sports draft. It more becomes like the NHL, NBA draft, where you're just sitting there like, who's going to go where? And next year, when they do the draft and the trades and everything, that's going to be even more fun.
That's the thing I thought they really missed out on originally, was the idea of trades. And I think that's something they need to use a little bit more in the future, or like conditional draft picks and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I like, they need to add. So one thing that WWE has really missed, you know, they call themselves sports entertainment, but they've definitely missed the extra addition of sports and the feel of it in their product.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
What else do we got?
There's been a lot, so it's kind of tricky to try to remember what we've all missed out on.
Oh yeah.
What else? We covered Roman, Money in the Bank, AJ, John. What's gonna happen at Battleground?
The women's stuff is gonna be really fun.
I think we've hit on everything, Josh.
Wow.
It's kind of weird.
Through all the audio troubles, we're finally done.
Yay!
Probably the most audio troubles I think we've ever had in a podcast.
Yeah, in a
very long time. At least in a very long time. Everything normally runs quite smoothly.
Yeah, so now chop it up and put it up.
Chat it up. So I'm excited for these next few weeks here leading up to the draft. So I want to make this a game. Who will be the GM that shows up next week? You get the first pick, Joel.
Oh, it'll be Vicky Guerrero.
All right. I am going to go, since you took in taken Vicky, I want to see where they are first. Let me see where they are for Raw next week before I make my pick. Raw, what will be the date of that Raw? It will be on the first Roman with not on a Raw. It'll be great.
It'll be something.
The last Raw of June, too. And we're only 2 weeks away from UFC, I believe, as well.
Wow. We're getting close to a lot of things.
We are. Second year. They're in Tampa. So you know what that means, dude!
Oh, God. No.
Is there any GM that was from Florida? Maybe Mike Adamly.
I'm
just gonna say Adamly. I'm going Adamly.
Oh, I was so disappointed. You have no idea how disappointed I was.
Jeff Harvey. First interview. Jeff Harvey. Ugh. I just, as a broadcaster, you have one line, right?
You have one job.
You have one job. Say Jeff Hardy. Jeff Harvey? Okay, cool. And that was when Hardy was really hot. I thought he was going to win that match of the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
That's when he did the jump off of the Titantron onto Randy. It was a really good match, too. That was a good Rumble, except for Mr. Adamly.
Oh, Mr. Adamly.
Come check the superstars out of the WWE. Roman Reigns is the first one listed. He's also listed on Toronto as the main event as World Heavyweight Champion against AJ Styles.
I think we're going to be getting a lot of Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles now.
So I was going to ask you about that. So Cena hasn't been doing as much house shows. Do you think he's just slowing it down?
Yeah, I think he is.
I think that's smart. He's deserved that.
Oh, yeah.
You need to save Cena for your big stuff. He doesn't need to be doing house shows anymore. I think there's a point with house shows that you don't need to do them anymore. Like, if you want to do them, sure. Like, Jericho still does them and loves them, right?
Oh, yeah.
But when Kurt comes back, I still think he's going to do some matches.
Yeah.
I would keep Kurt off of the house shows.
Yeah.
And I'd limit him what he does on Raw as well.
Yeah. Keep him very smart.
Also, before we wrap up here, the Dudleys. Do you see them getting broken up?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think this is Bubba's time to shine.
Yeah.
This is what we've been waiting for. I would give him a nice program at the bat. Have you heard anything else about the titles?
No.
No. The one thing I have heard is it's not going to be our favorite gold belt.
Aww.
It sounds like it's just going to be a blue belt.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
I want the gold belt back. That's my favorite belt of all time.
Oh, yeah.
That and the IC title.
That shiny gold belt.
What's your favorite belt?
Well, the Winged Eagle always holds a special place in my heart, but that shiny gold belt and the IC title, the Hardcore Championship, all those titles all had a very nice look to them.
The Hardcore title will be interesting to bring back.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a busy week. The Roman stuff, nothing ever really slows down.
No.
And until next time, I guess we'll talk to you next week. Maybe Mo will be back and not have a migraine. I think he's just scared to come on the podcast and debate me.
Oh God, no! You. I'm just gonna sit here and watch as the fight happens, and just stay clear. Whatever he says, Mo, I have nothing to do with.
He doesn't listen to these.
I'm steering clear and taking a step back.
He doesn't listen to these. So until next time, Joshua Adam Lee Marathon, Joel Johnson, please make sure you check out our Instagram, which is One Fall Pod. And we have a Facebook page that's also One Fall Pod. Make sure you check out the two of those. We got a lot of good stuff up there, videos, pictures, before the videos get taken down by WWE copyright, which is a pain in the ass. But so then we're going to keep on putting up videos and pictures for you and have updates and everything. So until next time, cheers.
He's not a good guy. He's not a bad guy. He just knows a guy.
He's not a bad guy. He's not a good guy. He's just a suspended guy. Enjoy the day, people.